In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The text appointed in this lectionary for Good Shepherd Sunday are the first 10 verses of St. John chapter 10. These are the words of our Lord. Very truly I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. Then Jesus said again, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." This is God's word. In the name of Jesus Christ, our good shepherd, dear fellow lambs, isn't it good to hear a familiar voice? Think about being among a group of strangers for a long time and then suddenly hearing a familiar voice. Or if you are a child who has been jerked awake in the middle of the night by a nightmare, to hear mom or dad's voice, familiar voice in the dark. When we hear a familiar voice, we know that there can be trust and that we should follow that voice. All of those examples are true because we equate a familiar voice with the person behind it. The two are connected, aren't they? The voice of Jesus Christ in our lives today is the Word of God. The Word of God is Jesus' familiar voice to us because we hear it often. And we hear it often because we know that from past experience, it is a voice that stands out among strange voices. It's a voice that brings us comfort in the dark and after nightmares. It is a voice that we can trust. It is a voice that we should follow because it is the voice of the Good Shepherd. In our gospel, Jesus uses two figures of speech to describe himself as both the gate into the sheep pen and the good shepherd. Verse 11, that's not included in this particular lectionary, is the verse where Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd." But he already alludes to it and describes himself as the good shepherd in the particular verses that we are looking at this morning. And so we listen this morning as our Savior, in discussion with the Pharisees, teaches this lesson. The familiar voice of the good shepherd leads the way. It is a voice that we recognize, and it is a voice that calls us to have life and to have it to the full. Just before Jesus' words here, Jesus had healed a man who had been blind from birth. And that man, by the power of the Spirit, believed in Jesus as his Savior. The Pharisees, who had just interviewed the man, had a completely opposite reaction to Jesus' miracle. The man who had been blind, both physically and spiritually, now had his physical sight, now had spiritual vision that recognized Jesus as the promised Messiah, his Savior from sin. He had been blind, but now he could see. The Pharisees, they thought that they could see. They could see their own righteousness. They could see their own holiness as the gate into heaven. And after they interviewed this man, they continued rather in their spiritual blindness. So the Pharisees, while they thought that they could see, were driven deeper and deeper into their spiritual blindness by their rejection of Jesus. So Jesus used two of his great I am statements that we find in John's gospel to teach this lesson that the familiar voice of the Good Shepherd leads the way. He said, I am the gate and I am the Good Shepherd. Now those two things might not be quite as different as at first they might appear. Or how can we talk about Jesus being the Good Shepherd when he says in our text, I am the gate? A good way to look at it is this. Every sheep pen had only one entrance, only one gate. And it was not unusual for the shepherd, a good shepherd, to actually stand in that opening to protect his sheep. So his sheep actually had to come through him to get into the sheep pen. So in a very real sense then, the good shepherd was the gate. He really is both of them at the same time. And that's what Jesus is showing us here. I am the gate for the sheep. There is only one way into the kingdom of God. There's only one way into heaven, and that is to go through the gate, the one gate, to follow the Good Shepherd. There are not many roads that lead to heaven. All religions do not lead to an eternity of a better life with God. There's only one entrance. Only one way of salvation. There is only one who leads us in that way. And who is that way? And that is our Lord Jesus Christ. The others that Jesus describes who have gone before him are thieves and robbers. They only will harm the sheep. They're not interested in the sheep's well-being, but only in themselves. And so they try to enter the sheep pen in a different way. But they can't, because there is no other way into the kingdom of God. And they end up actually harming the sheep, doing their souls great harm. Every false teacher, everybody who teaches something contrary to God's word, is the thief and robber of Jesus' parable. Now, every false prophet, every pastor in another church body that teaches something contrary to Scripture is not necessarily trying to harm God's people. He's not necessarily trying to hurt their faith. He may not even know or believe that what he is telling them is a lie. But the one behind those lies does. The one behind every false teaching, the one behind every false truth or lie, the one behind every thief and robber who is harming God's people is Satan. Satan is a liar from the beginning. He is the father of lies. And so Jesus is really telling the Pharisees to show them their self-righteousness, to show them their lies from Satan, to call them to repentance, told this parable to them so that they would see themselves and so that they would repent. But it did not work that way. Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. They didn't understand because they were thieves and robbers. They didn't understand because they did not want to use the gate of the Good Shepherd and follow him into the kingdom of God. As I said in the next verse, right after our text, Jesus says, "I am the Good Shepherd." But he talks in those terms here. He leads his sheep. He goes ahead of them. And he watches over them. He protects them. He calls his sheep by name. And he leads them out. He talks to them often, regularly, so that they learn to recognize his voice. So when they hear the voice of a stranger, when they hear the voice of a thief or a robber trying to steal them away from the Good Shepherd, that they immediately recognize that as being harmful. And then what do? They run away. They get as far away as they can from those thieves and robbers and those strangers, because they recognize that what is in those voices will lead them to harm and perhaps even lead them to their eternal death. Out in front of us, the flock of God, we have that voice of the Good Shepherd. We know that voice because we've heard it regularly. We follow that voice because that voice has comforted us, has led us on the right path, has called us back from the edge of the cliff of our own foolishness and our own recklessness, toying around with sin and thinking that eating a little bit of weedy grass really is not all that bad. Really, it won't hurt us all that much. But that voice of God, that voice of our Savior that speaks to us, keeps us safe from those thieves and robbers. Drowns out those unfamiliar voices so that we do not follow them. The more familiar I am with the voice of the Good Shepherd, the more I will be able to follow him, to recognize his voice. He calls me by name. He knows my needs, and he well provides them each and every day, spiritually through the forgiveness of my sins, strengthening my faith through the gospel in word and sacrament, guiding me by his law, showing me the paths of danger and death, and leading me on the path of righteousness that I follow for his name's sake, saying to him, I know your name as you know mine, and I know I will be safe following you. Following all other voices leads to death. The Good Shepherd's voice, the Word of God, leads to eternal life. And so Jesus told the Pharisees why he had come. He had come to speak the words of life. He had come to give life and to give it to the full. As I said, the Pharisees didn't understand what Jesus was saying to them, and so they continued in their spiritual blindness. But by God's grace, the Holy Spirit has opened our eyes, given us the eyes of faith, so that we do get it, so that we do see what Jesus is saying to us, warning us about false doctrine, warning us of the dangers of anything, of any teaching that goes contrary to God's Word, and how harmful it will be to our souls. We, like the blind man, now are able to see that there is no other Messiah, there is no other Savior, there's no other gate into the kingdom of God and into the kingdom of heaven than Jesus Christ, who, as Peter says, offered himself up for us on the cross, that cross of Calvary. They will come in and go out and find pasture. Jesus' voice leads us to the good pasture of his cross and of the empty tomb. It leads us to the good pasture of his ascension and his promised return for us. He leads us to those quiet, sweet waters, the living waters, who he is also. He is that living water that refreshes us spiritually. Our good shepherd stands over us with his rod and with his staff to both beat off the enemies who attack us and try to destroy us and pull us back from our harmful ways. If he didn't do that, and if we didn't listen to him, we'd wander off, and we wouldn't have life, but we'd have death. To listen to our shepherd's voice, we need to be familiar with our shepherd's voice. To be familiar with our shepherd's voice, we need to hear that voice each and every day in our lives by being in his word and hearing his word when we have the chance, and then take it to heart. Sadly, all too often, Jesus' sheep go astray because they listen to a stranger's voice. Think of Eve. When the devil came to her and started speaking with her and offering all these half-truths, not telling her and reminding her of the full truth of disobedience to God, which we learned in Bible class this morning is the definition of deceit, she didn't recognize that as a stranger's voice. She didn't recognize it as the voice of a thief and a robber, the voice of a liar. And so she followed his half-truths. She followed his misapplication of God's love for her in what he had commanded her and Adam. Satan had come to rob and steal her and all humanity away from the good pasturage of the perfect creation. And sadly, he succeeded. But now, you and I hear the voice of our good shepherd. Our voice, the voice of our good shepherd that cried out from the cross, it is finished. The voice of our good shepherd that says, I have redeemed you. You are my child. The voice of that good shepherd that says, I am coming again to redeem you, to take your body and soul into eternal life. Now we hear the voice of the good shepherd that says, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. We hear the voice of our good shepherd say, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Jesus' resurrection guarantees us of the abundant life. The abundant life is not a life that's free of trouble. The abundant life is not a life of riches and success because we're Christians. The abundant life is the life of the good shepherd saying to his sheep, follow me. I forgive you. I will take care of you. I will give you life and to the full. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. You are not a nameless or faithless or faceless critter in some mass group of animals when God says that you are a sheep and he is the good shepherd. He knows every one of you by name, knows every one of you by face, he knows every one of our individual needs, and he provides those. He calls you by name and satisfies your needs. So lambs, listen to his voice. Follow his lead right through the gate into eternal life in heaven. Amen.